Blackstone Audio presents Fleet of Worlds by Larry Niven and Edward M. Lerner. Prologue. Earth date 2197. Long Pass crossed the sky in a series of shallow curves because Diego McMillan willed it so. Interstellar space is not uniform. The tenuous interstellar medium isn't just a few atoms of hydrogen per cubic inch forever. There are pockets of greater density, some thick enough to form strings of stars given time. Between the dense patches, there is nothing. A bussard ramjet like Long Pass, which eats interstellar hydrogen and accelerates by spitting out fused helium, must coast between the denser clouds. This is worse than it sounds. At any reasonable fraction of light speed, interstellar muck comes on like cosmic rays. As much as propulsion, a bussard's ramjet's purpose is to guide that lethal muck away from the life support system. Every simulation run in Sol's system had reached the same inconclusive conclusion. Course tweaking to exploit density fluctuations in the interstellar medium was likely to be unproductive. Between Sol and the target star, the muck was thick enough. Sure, a course tweak might funnel a bit more hydrogen into the ram scoop here, but was it enough to compensate later? A slight diversion at these velocities took a heavy toll in kinetic energy. And what would you find when you reached the end of a detour? Maybe that was where the law of average...